stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Final score, Sandusky falls to Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach 54, Sandusky 51, in a very closely contested ball game. And now we're being joined by the head coach of the Harbor Beach Pirates, Ron Rubel. Congratulations on finishing out the GTC East at a perfect 8-0.
10-0.
10-0, excuse me.
But who's counting?
Yeah. No one's counting, of course.
10-0, you're counting, by golly.
Well, it's been quite the run. Take us through tonight's ball game.
Well, first of all, Clark, I'd like to say hi to my sister and my mom back in Harbor Beach and wish my mom a happy 94th birthday.
Oh.
She'd be listening to the radio right now. Hi, Mom.
This is birthday night, and you're allowed anyone you want, believe me. Right.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Well, happy 94th birthday, Mom. That's spectacular. But really, Josh Yelke with 29 points, Dalton Oki with 12 points, but 11 rebounds, 7 blocks. Big night for the big man, but it seemed like, I mean, you had some trouble breaking the press there, but when it came down to it, free throws, believe it or not, free throws won it for Harbor Beach.
We can shoot free throws. We're not afraid of going to the free throw line.
Well, you're 11 for 19 on the night. Not too bad there.
To close out the game, Ron, there was a timeout, and I could almost read your lips. Pound the ball inside. I don't know if that was exactly the words you said, but you had a play that was designed to go ahead and get that ball either to Shulkey or to Dalton Oki. Take us through that.
That's exactly what we told them before the game started, too, but we finally started doing it at the end. So we had a couple set plays where we tried to get some looks inside, and they executed it pretty well, and we got a bucket on that one, or actually got to the free throw line, but we should have been doing that earlier.
It almost looked like the strategy for the Redskins was to take Danny Hale and just go ahead and slash on you and looking for fouls. Now, the fouls didn't exactly come because you know, your kids were just staying away from the foul trouble. It was a nice game for that. What did you say to your team to go ahead and take that strategy out of their hands?
Well, he got in the lane and scored enough points on us, too, but we didn't end up putting them on the line too much. They got a lot of shooters on the perimeter, too, so it's a hard matchup for them to cut down that dribble penetration and then also cover the shooters up on the outside.
What I was most impressed with on tonight was the rebounding game. You out-rebounded Sandusky 29-16. Entering the fourth quarter, you had one offensive rebound in the entire night, and then you end up with 8 on the night, 7 offensive rebounds in that fourth quarter to keep those possessions alive, to make sure you're getting the baskets you need, and outscoring Sandusky 15-13 when it mattered the most.
Well, like we talked about that, and that's what we work on. The kids just figured out the other way we were trying to do things wasn't working quite so well, so let's do what we do.
And first half, you shot a blistering 61%, and we all know that nobody can go ahead and keep that up. But yet, in the second half, 26% was enough to go ahead and do it for you.
Well, when you're at 61% and 12 turnovers the first half, then that brings the percentage for possessions way down. So it probably was equal in the first half and the second half on opportunities to score.
Ron, when this game was, you know, looking at the finish and everything, this game gives you a unique opportunity to go ahead and look at districts, how your team reacts in moments that are a total crisis and everything, that you have to, you know, competitive greatness tells you you have to go ahead and be at your best when your best is needed. How did the kids, you know, what did they really learn from this, or did it basically go ahead and solidify what they've been learning all year?
Well, just, you know, some more moments of experience, game situations. The longer you get in the year, the more the kids have in their, in the repertoire. So the experience is great, you know, and coming away with the win is even better. It gives them some confidence that the next time we get in a situation, they can come through and pull it out too.
Take us through districts now. Obviously, you got Lakers on Monday. Who knows? Don't want to look too far ahead there, of course. Got a big. You struggled against Lakers at Lakers. Historically, High Reach says no one plays well in Lakers gym, not even Lakers sometimes. But take us through districts. What are your thoughts in general?
The only thought I have right now, we have practice tomorrow and we're going over to Bad X on Sunday, is getting ready to play Lakers on Monday night. And then after the whistle blows for the final end of that game, we'll figure out where we're going from there. But right now, our total focus is on Lakers and isn't looking past ahead to anything.
Ron, congratulations. That was a hard-fought but well-deserved victory.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was head coach Ron Rubel of the Harbor Reach Pirates, securing their 10th league victory, 54-51 over Sandusky, to remain perfect and end perfect in the East Division of the Greater Thumb Conference. When we return, we'll break down this game for you right on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He is clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Postgame Show. We've heard from head coach Ron Rubel. Now it's time to take a look by the numbers presented by Clark Ramsey Productions. Well, scoring by quarter, it was 16-14 Sandusky leading after the first quarter. At halftime,